This is Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com, with an emergency announcement regarding public safety. And let this serve as official notice to Homeland Security and FDA and any federal regulators who monitor public safety of consumer products. I'm the founder of HealthRangerStore.com. I operate in good faith to provide laboratory-tested, ultra-clean foods and superfoods and personal care products. We have our own ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory, and we routinely test. We've done more testing, I believe, than probably anybody else in the country on foods, other than companies like Walmart that have their own massive labs to test everything. But we do more testing than anybody I know in the foods and nutraceuticals industry. We have become aware over the last 48 hours of a threat to the supply chain. This has been confirmed by the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, and other publications that the government of Israel intercepted products that were intended for consumer distribution. These are consumer products, which reportedly include pagers and some two-way radios and possibly mobile phones, and that Israel, the government of Israel, injected explosives into those devices surreptitiously, using a chemistry that is undetectable by current chemistry detection methods for public safety, and that they deliberately push those products into distribution to the public without any controls whatsoever of who would end up having those devices, who would hold them. And then the government of Israel, they remotely detonated those explosive devices, killing numerous people, including children. Including two children under the age of one were reportedly killed. Close to 3,000 people have been injured. This mass detonation maneuver was indiscriminate. It occurred among people, wounding people, injuring people, killing many people. Hundreds are in critical condition right now. People who were operating vehicles, people who may have been involved in public safety related activities, perhaps farming, perhaps aviation. There was no limit of who was harmed or killed in this mass detonation. The government of Israel has not yet officially acknowledged or claimed that this was their operation, but it is widely reported and widely believed by numerous credible sources, including in mainstream media, that of course this was a Mossad operation. As the founder of HealthRangerStore.com, it is our company's responsibility to protect consumer safety and to engage in reasonable due diligence efforts to ensure the safety of the supply chain. That's why we engage in laboratory testing. Now, knowing that the government of Israel will deliberately insert chemicals into consumer devices intended for consumer distribution, and that the government of Israel will intercept shipments of such items without the knowledge of the original manufacturer, we must now halt or block any purchase of foods, agricultural products, or consumer products of any kind originating from the nation of Israel in order to comply with federal safety requirements that are required of us by FDA and Homeland Security. We are required to engage in reasonable due diligence efforts to protect our customers from the possibility that a rogue government actor might inject poisons into the food supply, just as they have injected explosives into the electronics supply. And we have come to the reasonable conclusion that the current government of Israel is a terror state. It is a rogue actor that has no respect for the Geneva Convention, no respect for rules of law, you could say, no respect for humanitarian principles. They wage war against entire ethnic groups indiscriminately, and they do not care who they kill, who they maim, or who they injure. We are reasonably concerned that because of student protests in Texas in particular, at the University of Texas Austin campus and other schools around the country, we are reasonably concerned that the government of Israel may intercept food shipments to the United States and may inject them with poisons, hoping that they could poison some number of Palestinian or Middle Eastern students in the university system, without regard for other people who may also be poisoned at the same time. This is consistent with Israel's injection of explosives into consumer-grade electronics that were then widely distributed to doctors, nurses, food workers, and other civilians, some of whom had absolutely nothing to do whatsoever with any group such as Hezbollah, and certainly Lebanon had nothing to do with the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas. This has nothing to do with Hamas. So again, we are required by our federal government, we are required by FDA and Homeland Security to initiate reasonable, good faith food safety measures to secure the safety of the supply chain and to protect our customers from a risk of being poisoned or killed by a terror state that may have intercepted products and may have injected them with undetectable toxic chemicals. Now, this is important to understand. Israel has advanced chemical engineers. They came up with an advanced explosive concoction that was apparently undetectable by routine explosives testing methods. Understand that Israel is also capable of creating toxic, poisonous chemicals that they could inject into food supplies or agricultural products coming out of Israel, and that these poisons would be utterly undetectable by any known method used by the FDA, the EPA, the USDA, or even private laboratories. A lot of people misunderstand and they think that if you have mass spec instruments that you can just see everything that's in the food. And that's not true. You can only see what you're looking for. And for each thing that you're looking for, you have to develop and implement and verify a very specific method, which uses specific chromatography columns, for example. It also uses specific chemistry for the solvents and the mobile phase and so on. It's very complicated. What this means is that Israel could poison the food supply of products being exported from Israel, and the FDA would not be able to detect them. Nor would the USDA, nor would any laboratory in America, including our own laboratory. For this reason, we must block the purchase of agricultural products, food products, frankly, any products of any kind from the nation of Israel until further notice. I'm giving this notice officially so that we are on the record, so that if there is a mass poisoning event, God forbid, that I want our customers and I also want our government regulators to know that we took action on this day immediately to block products from Israel out of an abundance of caution for the safety of the American consumer. I mean no harm whatsoever to farmers or agricultural producers in Israel. I honor farmers. I honor the trade of farming. I think it is a noble cause. And it pains me to see that the current government of Israel is causing such extreme economic harm to its own country, to its own citizens, and to its own industries. Because of the illegal war criminal actions of Netanyahu and his criminal cabal in power, which has transformed Israel into a terror state, the economy of Israel is suffering enormously. Their credit has been downgraded by Fitch. Companies like Intel that were planning multi-billion dollar investment projects in manufacturing have pulled out. Insurers will no longer insure commercial buildings, in many cases, in Israel. Investors are pulling their funds out. Israel is suffering an economic collapse because of the actions of the Netanyahu government doing insane, crazy, war criminal things like transforming consumer products into IEDs, and then deliberately distributing those to consumers and then detonating them remotely. These are the actions of a terror state. And I believe that nobody, no one in the world can at this point reasonably trust the safety of any product manufactured and exported out of Israel because the Israeli government has proven that they will surreptitiously adulterate those products in order to turn them into killers, with the intention of causing harm or death to the public. As a result, I repeat my announcement, we do not and will not use any products from Israel in our product formulations until further notice. And we encourage anybody else who is concerned about public safety and concerned about acts of government-sponsored terrorism that are being carried out by the rogue government of Israel, we encourage everyone to be extremely cautious. If in doubt, do not use products, do not consume products out of Israel, do not carry products out of Israel, do not purchase products manufactured in Israel, because you cannot trust whether the government has intercepted those products and planted them with explosives or poisons or other possible chemical components. This is it's a very sad state of the world in which we live right now. I am putting the safety of American consumers first. I am operating in my understanding of the compliance requirements of Homeland Security and the FDA and other companies. They can make their own choice about what they will do, but I will put safety first. So understand that if you shop at healthrangerstore.com, you are not purchasing any ingredients or any products that came from the nation of Israel and that might have been adulterated and turned into explosives or poisons by the government of Israel itself. We will not use any products from Israel until further notice. I call for peace. I believe that we need to stop this escalation of violence in the Middle East and around the world. We need to focus on restoring coexistence and trade, and not support nations that engage in mass bombings and mass slaughter of civilians. Furthermore, I want to add that the Taiwan company Gold Apollo is completely innocent in this matter. The Taiwan company licensed their name to a manufacturer reportedly in Hungary that actually manufactured the pagers that were then intercepted by the government of Israel and turned into explosive devices and then remotely detonated. I am also not blaming the Hungary manufacturer for this action. But most importantly, I'm not casting any blame whatsoever on this Taiwan company known as, I believe, Gold Apollo. I lived in Taiwan. I know the Taiwan people are, by and large, moral, ethical people. Under no circumstances would they implant explosives into their devices, because Taiwan people are not evil people. Now, the Netanyahu Zionists, that's another matter. They will put explosives in consumer devices, and they will distribute them surreptitiously to the public, and they will detonate them, because that's who they are. They are a terror state at this point. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, healthrangerstore.com. God bless you all. Please join me in calling for peace all over the world. In the meantime, if you want to have safe, laboratory-tested nutritional products that can enhance and protect and support your good health, support us at healthrangerstore.com, where we literally care deeply about your safety, and we will take action accordingly to protect your safety. God bless you all. Take care.